Hello and welcome to the very first episode of this brand new show called On the Scene. On this show, we will be listening to the songs from movies. Every week, the songs that I play will depend on the kind of movie scene that they appear in, and every episode will have a theme of a certain type of scene. I'm your host, Kieran Gowdar, for the next hour on 101.5 UMFM. U of M broadcasts on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, as well as the homeland of the Métis Nation. Since this is the first episode of On the Scene, I wanted a theme that related to that in some way. So today, we will be listening to songs from driving scenes. This is our first theme because I feel like many people, myself included, discover radio or radio shows that they really like while they're driving or while they're in the car. So if anyone happens to be switching this on for the first time while they're out driving around in their car, then today's theme is for you. First up, we have a song from the movie Jackie Brown. This is one of Quentin Tarantino's earlier films that's definitely not as talked about as some of the others, and I have no idea why, because it's fantastic and probably my favorite of all of them. It feels a smaller scale than his later films and some of his earlier films, but that doesn't take away from it in any way because the story is great. It's the only one of his films that's been adapted from a novel. The novel is the 1992 novel Rum Punch, and Pam Grier plays the titular Jackie Brown to a T. The driving scene from this movie gives us an interaction between Robert Foster and Sam Jackson's characters, and I think the song plays three times, maybe more, throughout the whole film, and in this case, it sets the stage for a very funny scene between those two guys. So, from Robert Foster's baby blue 1977 Cadillac, here is the Delphonics with Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time.
Get this thing through your head, there'll be no more.
You've been listening to On the Scene, songs from driving scenes. That was the Delphonics from the movie Jackie Brown with the song Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time. We can't do an episode with songs from driving scenes without including something from the movie Drive. This movie has Ryan Gosling, known as only the driver, in what I can only describe as a strong and silent role. And I think the soundtrack does a fantastic job of lending more of an insight into the emotions of this character, because he does say so little throughout the movie. And for this driving scene in particular, it's not a getaway or chase scene, but it's the scene where the driver takes his neighbor and her son out in his car for the afternoon. It plays over the montage of their day, and it's just so cool because you feel like this kind of montage is reserved for like really traditional, super meaningful activities. And I feel like if you've seen the scene, you'll know what I mean. But here they are just riding around in his car, and it doesn't take away from the meaningfulness of it in any way. Here is College and Electric Youth with A Real Hero. You can sit back and relax and imagine that Ryan Gosling is driving you around.
Thank you.
That was College and Electric Youth with the song A Real Hero. The inspiration for those lyrics to that song actually came from a story that was told to Austin Garrick, frontman of Electric Youth, by his grandfather about Captain Sullivan, the man who landed a passenger plane on the Hudson River after it had been disabled by a flock of geese. And his grandfather was actually the one who said that Captain Sullivan was a real human being and a real hero. So that is part of the inspiration for that song. There is actually a movie about this too called Sully, of course starring Tom Hanks, action hero, but I'm fairly certain that the soundtrack does not include this song. Another band member had also said that this song was written to pay homage to lone heroes like Mad Max, and I feel like that definitely works. You've been listening to On the Scene on 101.5 UMFM. Up next is a song from the soundtrack of Waves, a 2019 film directed by Terry Edward Schultz. This movie has been called hard to watch, but Schultz definitely has an intense style to his filmmaking, and both his past two feature films, It Comes at Night and Krisha, have similarly intense and really personal style to them. This movie follows a black family in America with two high school age children, and it's really emotional and it can be brutal, but it's shot so beautifully. Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross composed the film's score, but the soundtrack also features a ton of other songs. The song we're going to listen to is by Animal Collective, and it's from a road trip scene where the daughter of the family and her newish boyfriend get to talking a bit more. This movie is filled with driving scenes, so it was hard to pick just one, but this song is so beautiful, and I find it so beautiful. So here is Animal Collective with the song Bluish off their album Meriwether Post Pavilion.
That was Animal Collective with Bluish.
We are going to switch up the vibe a little bit with a Canadian song from the Spanish film Y Tu Mamá También, or And Your Mother Too. Appropriately, this is a road movie about two teenage boys in Mexico. It's funny and it's kind of raunchy, but it's also really stylish and beautiful. And the director is Alfonso Cuarón, who also directed movies like Roma and The Children of Men. And he also directed Harry Potter and The Prisoner of Azkaban, which is a great movie. The song that we're going to hear is Go Shopping by Brand Van 3000 off their album Discosis. They're a 90s Quebecois alt-rock dance band. And this song is from the first scene of the movie when these guys, these teenage boys, are at their most immature, because they do obviously grow up a bit over the course of the movie. So here is BV3 or Brand Van 3000 with Go Shopping.
Who is it on stage who's gonna throw it down? Who will it be? I didn't hear you. Sagittarius Band and Inca Mouse, come on, let's hear it.
Follow me, go shopping, eh? Me go shopping, when I follow me, go shopping, eh? Then me go shopping with you, better gun then. Me go shopping with you, better gun. Ah.
I'm a freestyle.
That was Brand Van 3000 with Go Shopping from the movie Y Tu Mamá También. Next, we have a song from one of my favorite movies of all time called Adaptation, directed by Spike Jones, screenplay written by Charlie Kaufman. This movie is so much fun and it's hilarious. And the song that we're going to listen two from it is one of my favorite songs of all time, Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones. This movie stars Nicolas Cage, Meryl Streep, Chris Cooper, and the cast and the acting is so perfect in it. I know at times Nicolas Cage can be hard to watch, but he kills this role. I don't think anyone else could have played it. But the scene, the driving scene, in which Wild Horses plays is a scene between Meryl Streep and Chris Cooper when they are in his van and Meryl Streep is interviewing him because she's writing an article on his character. And that character is a very, very interesting one. And after that, we are going to listen to a song from another very fun movie, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, starring Ben Stiller. I love this movie. I think it's so fun. And although it is cheesy, it just feels really epic. So the song that we're going to listen to from this film is Wake Up by Arcade Fire. There's a ton of traveling, driving, flying, longboarding in this film, and it's really cool. So first we're going to hear Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones, and after that, Arcade Fire with Wake Up.
Thank you.
That was the Rolling Stones with Wild Horses and Arcade Fire with Wake Up. Both two great songs from very fun, entertaining, enjoyable movies.
You've been listening to the very first episode of On the Scene with me, your host, Kieran Gowdar, on 101.5 UMFM.
Next, we are going to listen to two songs from another road movie. This one is called Easy Rider, directed, written, and starred in by Dennis Hooper, who picked out the songs for the soundtrack. While editing the film, he had the radio on and he would listen to them and hear them. But it's full of songs by Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, the band, the Byrds. And he had to show the film to all the artists whose songs he hoped to use, and he paid them each $1,000. This movie was actually one of the first films to have a soundtrack made up completely of found music or pre-recorded music. So from the soundtrack of the film Easy Rider, here is the band with The Weight, and then the Byrds with Wasn't Born to Follow.
Right on.
Right on.
I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing, and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain, and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. And when it's time, I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. And if you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another. White cascading waters, she may beg, she may plead, she may argue with her logic and mention all the things I lose that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.
That was The Birds with Wasn't Born to Follow, and before that, The Band with The Wait. The song was, of course, written by Canadian Robbie Robertson of The Band. Next up, we have a song not from a film, but from a TV show, and that show is The L Word, also starring Pam Grier, who I love. The song is Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man, and this song is from a scene where Pam Grier's character and another character are dancing in a parking garage, and this song is playing out of the car. So we're stretching this theme in all kinds of directions for this one, but I thought it was worth including. The scene is just as steamy as the song is, and it's great, and I remember watching this scene and really loving it. So, from the show The L Word, here's Leonard Cohen with I'm Your Man.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand, I'm your man. If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll examine every inch of you. If you want to drive or climb inside, or if you want to take me for a ride, you know you can. I'm your man. Are the moons too bright, the chains too tight, the beast won't go to sleep? I've been running through these promises to you that I made and I could not keep. Ah, but a man
never got a woman back, not by begging on his knees. Or I'd crawl to you, baby, and I'd fall at your feet, and I'd howl at your beauty like a dog in heat, and I'd claw at your heart, and I'd tear at your sheet. I'd say, please, I'm your man. Gotta sleep a moment on the road, I will steer for you. And if you wanna work the street alone, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, or only wanna walk with me a while across the sand, I'm your man. If you wanna love him, I'll do anything that you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love,
you've been listening to On the Scene on 101.5 UMFM. We are nearing the end of the very first episode of On the Scene. And to close out our show today, I want to finish with two songs from one of my all-time favorite musicians. His name is Devontae Hines, and he releases music also under the name Blood Orange. The music that we're going to hear is from the movie Palo Alto, directed by the granddaughter of Francis Ford Coppola, Gia Coppola. This movie is about teenagers and teenage angst, and there's tons of driving in it. Teenagers driving around doing things. So the two songs are from two different driving scenes. This movie is actually based on a collection of short stories written by James Franco, and he also stars in it, so it's undoubtedly a little weird, but I enjoy it. I loved watching this movie when I was in high school, and I still love it. So here from the original soundtrack of Palo Alto is April's Daydream, followed by the title track, Palo Alto, by Devontae Hines.
Take the dust off and go where you go.
this brings us to the end of the very first episode, pilot episode of On the Scene, Songs from Driving Scenes. Thank you for listening and for bearing with me while I find my feet creating a radio show. I hope you heard something that you liked and were intrigued by something that you heard. And I hope that you will join me next week for a brand new set of songs and films and a brand new theme. You've been listening to the very first episode of On the Scene with me, your host, Kieran Gowdar, on 101.5 UMFM. Stay safe and have a great afternoon.